watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. For the last few months, the expression, quote-unquote, return the people's mandate has been used to define how some voters feel about the current political situation. Now, many who voted for the Pakatan Harapan Coalition feel cheated and are looking at ways to end the practice we have come to call party hopping. Some say the solution is an anti-party hopping law. But even if such a law could be enacted and not breach the Constitution, would it be desirable? Joining us on the line now to discuss the tricky question of party hopping, we have political scientist Wong Chin Huat. Chin Huat, good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Now, is there a broad consensus that party hopping is a problem? I mean, in fact, do we all even mean the same thing when we talk of party hopping?
Yes, most people think that party hopping is a problem. But in Malaysia, the problem is more complicated because we have collation. So when you cast your vote in election, it's a mandate for three: the candidate, the party, and the coalition. So it's not just about individual MP hopping from party to party, but also can be party hopping from coalition to coalition.
So in that situation, could it be possible that because you are strongly attached to the candidate, that wherever the candidate goes would be legitimate for you, and you would not, as a voter, consider it party hopping, even though in practice the person would be moving from a different party or his party or her party moving from one coalition to another?
It is all possible. We cannot generalize that whether voters vote for candidate, party or coalition.
Hmm. Well, does that present then us with a problem? If it's so complex, will the solutions have to be complex as well?
Yes, indeed, very much. Most people think about anti-hopping law, but anti-hopping law has three hurdles. The first one is very well known, that the questions of constitutionality in 1992, the Supreme Court then ruled that anti-hopping provision in the Kelantan State Constitution to be unconstitutional because it has violated the Freedom Association for Elected Representatives. And that is the same hurdle that would be faced by another anti-hopping provision in the Penang State Constitution. That's the first hurdle.
Right. But Penang has anti-hopping laws. Can you explain a little bit, just elaborate a little bit about Penang's anti-hopping laws?
The Penang anti-hopping provision is in the state constitution. It states that if an elected representative changes his party affiliation voluntarily or involuntarily, his or her seat would be made vacant. So what it means is that it's not just that you quit your party and then you get penalized. Mm-hmm. If you get sacked by your party, you get penalized as well.
Okay.
And that has to be this way. Otherwise, an anti-hopping law would not be effective.
Okay.
And that comes to the problem.
Right.
If we give that much of power to the party that a party can threaten an elected representative by sacking him or her, and therefore vacating his or her seat, then the next question is that our elected representative may not dare to act in their according to their conscience.
Right.
And we would end up having more of a rubber stamp than what we have today in our legislature or parliament. There is indeed a real example in Penang. In 2015, UMNO and an opposition member from UMNO tabled a motion that embarrassed the state government, and five government backbenchers from PKR decided to abstain from voting against the motion, and they were sanctioned by the state government.
Okay.
Of course, they didn't go as far as sacking them, but that shows you what could happen if you have an effective anti-hopping law.
Right. So the argument is that if an anti-hopping law includes those who are involuntarily sacked by the party, then it gives too much power in the hands of the party and they may not vote against bills that they disagree with. So can anti-hopping laws not include that? Can it just be for those elected representatives who voluntarily quit their party?
If you keep it much more restrictive, and then what happens is someone who decides to betray his or her party would stay in the party until the party could not tolerate him or her and sack him or her. So basically, then the law becomes ineffective because all you need to do is not to take the whole stack, leaving your party. Right. Wait for your party to sack you, and you're free.
So, in the event that you have a situation, as we do now with some members of the electorate feeling betrayed, is it that they are wrong to feel that way, or is it that they have not focused on the right thing? Is it that perhaps they feel that their elected representative acted in bad faith? I mean, could you make a distinction between an act of moving out of your party that's done in good faith and those that are not done in good faith?
Winston Churchill said, some people change their party but keep their principle. Other people change their principle and keep with the same party. So it's very hard for you to draw the line and say, why did you move? It ultimately go back to say whether the voters are approval of them changing party.
Right.
That ultimately is that, because the voters can change their mind too.
Right.
And if they change their mind, you can't say it is wrong, because we change our mind all the time. What really happened here is a question of mandate, because our electoral system does not give voter a direct mandate for the party. So when you want to vote for a party, you have to vote for a candidate, and therefore it creates a situation whether the candidate will stay with the mandate given to the party. And more so, what next, if the party decides to leave their coalition? In fact, we have a situation now,
right.
Like you look at Bersatu, when Mahathir's faction gets sacked from Bersatu, so if you have an anti-hopping law, should they be punished, or should the party that actually left PH to be punished? So there's no simple solution here, unfortunately.
Okay. I want to touch a little bit on that, Chin Huat. You talked about the mandate, you know, and we often say this, the voter mandate. What is it? How do we even determine what it is? Can we know why a voter voted the way she did?
There would be plenty of reasons that you cannot draw a generalized conclusion on everyone, because some voters vote to have their local representative, and they may vote for someone who would be there at difficult time for them, or just attending their tanduri or whatsoever to be with them. And some others would look at the party, others would look at the government, the potential prime minister candidate, and so on. So you could have all kind of reasons that why people choose. And the difficult part here is that how do you know the choices of the majority?
Exactly.
And that's where anti-hopping law becomes problematic, because it's assumed that people vote for the party. And in Malaysia, it becomes much complicated because we have coalition. So even you believe that it's not the candidate people vote for, then is it the party or the coalition?
Wow, Chin Huat, so much to unpack there. But let's take a quick break and let's continue this conversation. We'll continue our discussion with Chin Huat about party hopping. Stay tuned to consider this.